In our previous Evidence for God devotional, we talked about an alternative to the Big Bang Theory called quantum fluctuation theory. We concluded by pointing out that even if such a thing were possible, it would still require an intelligent being that we call God to place space where it is and to produce or cause the particles to appear that produce the vacuum fluctuations. And I know we start to lose some of you once we get into that stuff, but don't miss the point. You see, no matter how convoluted and scientific sounding these theories of the origin of the universe are, if you have the ability to think, then you just have to keep asking a simple question. What caused that? And who put that there? Of course, the answer requires a supreme being of infinite intelligence with an eternal nature. The answer requires God. Think about all the time, money, and energy being spent on developing these fictional theories about how the universe came into being in modern times, and it's mind-boggling. But mankind's been doing this since the beginning of creation. The Hopi version of the origin of the universe began with the words, "In the beginning there was only Tokpela, endless space." And the so-called sun spirit named Tawa or Taiwa is also called the Great Spirit or Father of All. And it's interesting that Hopi myth says that Taiwa has created four worlds throughout time, and our present world is this fourth world. The third world inhabitants became so wicked and rebellious that Taiwa just destroyed them with a flood. So we get the idea that myths like this from the Hopis find their own origin in the biblical narrative, but are removed from the accuracy of the biblical text and disconnected from the truth and true God to the point of becoming or being false narratives complete with a false God. In other words, these descendants of Shem became pagan and wicked, but carried traces of the truth from the God of Noah with them, even as they drifted away geographically and theologically. But the point we want to emphasize here is that Taiwa isn't the eternal, all-knowing God required in any legitimate explanation of the origin of the universe. Taiwa is not the omniscient creator God, but is only a sun god. To put it bluntly, Taiwa, if he actually existed at all, would have had to have been created. And that puts the Hopi myth into the same logical category as the Big Bang Theory and the quantum fluctuation theory and any other theory of the origin of the universe that we've ever read outside of the biblical account. Who created Taiwa? Who created the space and matter that Taiwa supposedly used in creating these four worlds, including the one we're in now? Even if Taiwa were a real god and did what the Hopi myth claims, we're still left with the necessity of a God like the one described in the Bible. And God still looks down on unbelieving pagans and scientists with the same question he asked in Job 38:4-5. "Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it?" You know, true science is observation and a collection of the facts, and then you base your conclusions on the observation and the facts that you've observed. There's no real science behind the Big Bang Theory or these other theories. They basically just try to figure out some way that they can come up with a theory that sounds plausible. That's really all they're doing, and that's what the ancient pagans themselves did. Scientists can theorize and hypothesize all they want, and they enjoy doing that. It's, I'm sure, a fun little game for those who don't take the Genesis account literally or seriously. But no matter how technical, no matter how complex, the questions remain, and the answer is always the same. Creation happened. There was once no universe, but now there is a universe. What happened? Who put space there? Who put matter there? Who caused it? And the answer is obviously God put it there.